You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, thanks for hanging out, spending your Monday morning with the Dom and Jeremy show at Denver's Mix 100, where the Goddard School sponsors this game of Rattle Off. We'll try at least a couple of contestants today and see how it goes. Hi, Audra. Welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm first. How exciting.
Isn't that cool? Nobody can take your prize away from you.
No, let's get it done.
What'd you do this weekend that was fun? Anything good?
I worked all weekend, like a madman.
Yeah?
What
do you do?
Yeah. I do real estate full-time.
Oh, sure. Yeah. That never stops, does it?
Never stops. We were fast and furious with some out-of-state clients, so we got it done.
Do you have very many listings right now?
I have one under contract and one coming up this week that's going to be beautiful in Highlands Ranch.
Yeah? What's the price tag on that one going to be?
$615.
Hmm. All right. So it's a two-bedroom?
Yeah. One bed, one bath.
It's a loft.
One-car garage. No.
Yeah. No parking. Yeah.
No parking.
It has a carport.
Uh-huh. All right. Very nice.
Man, that's funny. Well, good luck to you today. We're going to play Rattle Off with you. Here's the way it's going to work, Audra. We're going to give you a category, and then you have 10 seconds to try to rattle off five examples, okay?
Got it.
All right. So don't overthink this one. Well, now that I've told you that.
Don't give me anything crazy hard or obtuse. My brain's a little mush.
But I like obtuse.
I know.
Well, this is the one that's coming up. I think this one is really easy unless you overthink it.
Yeah, I could do that. I am a woman, right?
It is far from obtuse, boy. And I did not say that.
No. She did.
That is all Audra.
Please do not email us.
That's Audra, the real estate agent, for those of you who are wondering. All right, deep breath.
Okay.
10 seconds. Five things that you keep in the garage. Five things you normally keep in the garage. Ready and go.
A car, a refrigerator, a bike, a lawnmower, a weed whacker, a rake, a shovel, my trash cans.
Dang.
That's more than enough. This lady here is a winner.
Right on.
How did you get such an easy one today?
That's right in your wheelhouse. You know garages.
I spend a lot of time in the garage.
You ever shown a house or been in a house with a secret passageway?
Oh.
We want one.
Yeah.
Kind of, what's the kind of? How? What was
it? It was like a kind of a random bookcase that you went back into. It wasn't like a panic room, but it was like where they kept their safe.
Oh, see, I love that.
I love it, too.
Yeah, it was
so fun.
It was cool.
Huh. Yep. Why don't more homes have that kind of stuff?
I don't know. Maybe people aren't as, worried about that, I guess. I don't know.
Worried about having a secret room
or
something?
I want something different than a bookcase, though, because that's what I feel like. It's always the bookcase.
Too obvious,
right? Too obvious, yeah. I want, the fridge to roll out or something, and then there's a room behind the fridge. That'd be pretty sweet.
That'd be nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, it's not common. It's higher end homes that have that.
Yeah.
If you showed, 100 people a house that has a secret passageway or a secret room, not one of those 100 people would say, "Oh, I certainly don't want a house like that. I cannot."
That's stupid.
In other words, all 100 people would say, "That's pretty cool." So why don't builders just do it?
I don't know. I'll make that suggestion next time I'm at a builder's office.
Let's make that happen,
absolutely.
Okay?
They're so caught in, everybody, all industries, they're all caught in, 30 years ago. Start building homes that have secret passageways.
Yeah, but then they're not so secret. If that's, an option for every new home and every other house has the same room that's a secret.
No, but you would never know where this one is. Some would be the bookshelf.
You could just make that custom, I guess.
Right, custom.
All right.
Right.
Let's stop talking about this. Audra, you're the champion today. You're going off to Tarjay with a little gift card, okay?
I love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. It means a lot to us. So
Oh, well, I like you guys.
Oh, hug it out. Come on.
Tongue kiss. Let's all have a tongue kiss.
Don't know.
Audra, stand by. Josh is going to tell you about your prize, okay?
Awesome. Have a great day, guys. Thank you.
See you later.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Tongue kiss, really?
Yeah, that's what I said. I said it.